He exited with "I Am Money." I love that song so, so much. But it's exactly 9 minutes past 9 o'clock. And welcome back to the Thor and Daiji show. I'm your host, Benedicta, and I hope you're having a beautiful, beautiful Saturday wherever you're finding yourself. Super, super excited because I haven't been here in a while. Ihandi, I can remember I was telling, the IT girl, last week, and I was like, nah, I'm not gonna, you know, but I really had to go there though. And, I told her that I'm not gonna show up. Can you please put a playbook for me? Guess what she said? Hileni, I'm coming for you. She said, no, girl, you always have excuses, man. And like, what's wrong with you? I'm like, bye, what you but I'm finally back and I missed you guys so, so much. We are going to have a very, very beautiful conversation tonight, but before we get into that, because it have been a while, it have been ages, it have been years without talking to you, my people. I'm definitely gonna give you a life update, what I've been getting up to throughout the week. Where do I start? Because a lot happens. A lot happens. But I mean also, hey guys, I told I finally got cuffed whereby I felt like I was, you know, in something like a relationship, Nyana, you get what I'm saying? I was tired of being in the streets, you know, I was tired of being single. I was like, yeah, but what am I trying? You get what I'm saying? And then I've been seeing clips, you know, they're just that stage, man. And I was even talking to myself the other day. I'm like, nah, man, this cannot be me. There's like literally just a stage in a relationship that will not allow my ego. It's not my ego, but I just feel like my self-respect that will not, that do not allow Mina as Nduva with so much self-respect and so much self-love. I cannot tolerate that stage in a relationship when, you know, and a lot of people, it's a trend, kind of like a trend that I've been also seeing on TikTok. People are like, do you know the stage where a guy starts disliking in a relationship and he's just so mean for no reason? And I'm out here trying to find excuses for him, but it's okay. It's a story for another day, but I'm just saying, you know, like when it gets to that point, when it gets to that point where nigga is just being so mean unnecessarily, and he'd be giving you some excuses when you complain about it. Like, he cannot even see that. Like, why aren't you apologizing, bro? I'm telling you, you're so mean to me. Like, what's wrong with you? It's shy, my sister. Like, just respect yourself, ne? Respect yourself to just walk away from that relationship. I don't know, man. I don't know, but it's even a conversation that I was having with my friends the other day. Shout out, Fidel. I'm like, as parents, ne? We'll be the new parents. Now we are the new parents. You know, the one thing I feel like our parents really failed teaching us about self-love and self-respect. You know, because I mean, tell me why as a young girl that you are in your 20s, sometimes you're even just in your early 20s, at the peak of your 20s, né? And you're treating yourself as if there's something wrong with you or like you've got no options and stuff, you know? Where you get cheated on by a nigga and you're apologizing on his behalf for him to not leave you. Like, what kind of, like, what leads us to that stage where I can see, man, like, you know, I don't like the way I'm being treated here. Imagine. Because you don't want, because you know, and the only excuse that you have is because I love this person. Nah, I feel like if our parents, made so much, effort in really teaching us, so much about self-love and self-respect, ne, we wouldn't be in situations that we're in right now. Like, it's gone ahead and all of that. I mean, I'm so lucky because from, I picked it up, you know, like, shout out to my dad also. He really taught us about self-love and self-respect. He never discriminated us in the house. Like, with a real ish in his eyes, right? And I really, really appreciate that. And I honestly just feel like, sometimes, or in most cases, we are really failing to teach our parents about those things. I mean, parents are failing to teach their kids about self-love and self-respect. And I can remember when I was having a conversation with a friend the other day, we were seated, and I'm like, I remembered something. There's an incident that is happening somewhere, and I'm just not so okay with it, because I'm like, Miss Kat, like, what's going on? Like, why are you putting yourself in a situation like that? to vuro kuhamo nenga kundija ndowe tika kuchafana ndazare nga kunde mumya muita ndivuro kuhamo mani ndingo meyanga nwaga furuko matsu itandivuro kuhamo nenga otepi ndomwike uka anorifi kuruwe there's something happening and I'm just like what's wrong with you? Like what's going on you know and I just feel like there's so much, you know, like, growing up is our foundation. That's where real foundation was supposed to be built. You get what I'm saying? The most important things, this is, or that is where it was supposed to be instilled in our veins. So it never goes away. The reason I love saying that the reason why we know vowels, a, e, I, o, u, up until this day is because that was instilled in us, in our heads from a very young age, and it's never gonna go away. Imagine of them teaching us about self-love. I know your life skills like in the grade one, man. I can remember when I started having this conversation, because me now, when we are seated somewhere, just conversation after conversation after conversation, I think someone got defensive when I started talking about self-love. I'm like, you guys, I was now talking to this, you know, like, because they are parents, my friends are parents, mind you. I'm like, but you guys, you know, I think one thing, I know you both, fathers to young children right now, one thing that you should never ever forget is teach your kids about self-love. And because she caught feelings, I feel like she's also going through some situations. She's like, cause I said like a lot of parents, I feel like really failed to teach their kids about it. And she went on to say that, no, but what if sometimes we didn't grow up with parents? What if I don't have anybody to take care of me? I'm like, but it can be whoever taking care of you. It can be your grandmother. It can be your guardian. And I do understand that there are often that, like, there are literally kids that are taking care of themselves. And that's why, or that's when I went on to say that. But also, you know, like, taking it back to our education system, they are also just, you know, like, failing us to teach us about the real things. Why is life skills not being taught just from grade one or kindergarten, man? The same way they teach us from counting from 1 to 10. You know, like, you should give us the lessons that suit our capacity at that age. Because I do understand kids in grade one are just 7 years old. You know, teach them life skills. Just give them the basics. You know what I'm saying? You know, okukwatera mika nonambe ataite kura nanonamba kaeno sheno hina nanonamba tate kura ko hina kuruya kurupa kaenawe thimboro kucha noere. Don't look for validation in men. You get what I'm saying? At least a foundation and goha building wa from a very, very young age. Then we won't find kids on social media. Like now, TikTok is just filled with kids that are crying over men. Like, you know, seeking for validation. And some girls are so beautiful to be crying over these people. Like, you know, it's like, I'm nothing without this person. And sometimes, like, red flags are literally there. Like, clear, man. But, you know, and did you tell him a man in Gaku? But if they happen to, you know, like warn us, please, I mean, life skills should do something, man. I don't know, we get HIV and AIDS and all of that, you know, and it's even a subject that starts in grade 5 or grade 8, if I'm not mistaken, you know. I decided to hover ne kucho o hahi tanderengini. HIV ombuto te hover ne kucha uzet ngengaji. I know, what about like real life issues that we, it's just not about AIDS and HIV. That's not the only problem that we, like there are real things out there. Emotional intelligence. Like we know nothing about these things. You get what I'm saying? You know, but just what if, imagine what if they start teaching our kids from a very, very young age. Even also to the parents out there, please, I need you guys to teach your kids. Whether is, you know, like there's no gender to this, whether it's a boy, whether it's a girl, you know, self-love is very important. Self-respect is very important. And that's how people even tend to respect you. If it starts from a very young age, it's never gonna go away, and you're definitely going to grow up like that. Please, let's do better, parents. Please, let's do better. Who is the Minister of Education now? I don't know, but I mean, yeah, I'm just saying. Apart from that, I have realized, You know, I was sitting with my friends again the other day. I'm always sitting with my friends. You know, I really, really, when I have time, I love socializing. And, it's how, you know, like, regarding family problems and all of that, a problem, how could you want to change? Or we think, you know, so there's an incident of, a lady that is currently going through some things with her family, you know, and it's how people, because now this is the type of society that we grew up in, with a whole lot of beliefs, with a whole lot of norms, you know, with a whole lot of, like, we love ourselves so much to respect, like, right now in our generation, we know so much and we are so aware of our mental health. I'm not promoting disrespect. I'm not saying you guys should go disrespect your parents. I'm not saying you guys shouldn't go talk to your parents. But it's also how people come, you know, through just hearing one side of the story. Yeah, just hearing that side of the story. And then now you want to come in and judge and be like, but why aren't you? Because you're the small one. You don't know what happened. What led, I just don't wake up and I'm like, I'm not going to talk to this person. I'm not going to talk to my father. You know, it's how you guys make it a major thing, because now the very end of the day is my father. I do understand, you know, it's my father, but he messed up. Like, you know, he is my father, but he did me dirty. He is my father, but I'm only human. Can't he also just, you know, like, let's sit down and talk about it. Just like I'm 18 years old anymore. I know I'm in his house, and I'm not in his house because I want to. Only if I had an opportunity. You guys are so quick to judge. Eh? Shama moni rongo hamono ya kwenye fanyengi. Shau ripotori na oweta kuchang kwenye kwa fita ningi chongadi. Kapenonu hakara harukula, kapenonu hakara, wami ya shethi kia punga ya maa hakarika harukukara ngenwe riko mkunde ripo keketa no tombo meaka. But this is somebody that studied, somebody that went to school with you, marawe, not now that you got a job, you want to be like, ay, Mara Nduva is also just not doing anything with their life. Pai hukulike po keke mea, so di nengeno kwa li ne. Andara nengeno ngaike, ndika nengeno ndiripo keke, nda chuko mahala sa kotomo. Ya holike, let's, sometimes we should just learn how to zip our mouths, ne? More especially per family problems, sometimes you are not, itowa napoka. Just excuse yourself. Or sometimes if you really want to advise me, as an elder or whatever you think you are to me, come through and ask me what really happened. You can't just hear one side of the story. The story always have got three sides. My side, your side, and the truth. You know, so if you go to the other person, obviously the person will just tell you his side of the story. Eh? And now when, instead of coming to me and ask me, like, what's happening? What happened and what led to all this? You are like, yeah, but why aren't you? What happened? I'm so angry because it's the way they were going on about my girl. You know, but I understand. I'm like, yeah, I'm a victim, Scott. Like, I understand you very well. I'm not judging you. But this is the only piece of advice that I can give you right now. But to all those ones that want to come through and judge you and be like, you're the wrong one. In my name, bin when no, me can believe akucha, itachichu, Ochimachichua man, the no e believe the report, and you guys are treating those things as commandments, ambera. Shaji, you know, commandments of God, are written in the Bible. And it's how you guys now treat all these stereotypes that we've created a society. Because when I say society, at the very end of the day, we are society. We are the very same people that created these things. And we want to treat them as if you can't do that, then you are not a person enough. You get what I'm saying? If you can't do that, if you can't talk to your parents, it's because you just don't have respect. Sometimes we should learn how to back off and leave people alone until they resolve their issues. All families have got problems, and with time, they are not going to go like this. I was listening to, there is an interview of Lerato Kanyaho. I don't think I'm saying her surname properly. She's a radio personality from SA. And I was watching an interview that she did with Meg G. And, because she had been in the industry for years right now. And Meg G was like, for all those years that have been, you have been in the entertainment industry, what have you learned so far? And she said that I have learned how to not fight people's fights, to get in between there. Because, you know, like, beefs and things start in the entertainment industry, especially that side. Our entertainment industry is not really that woke and dramatic and all of that. But that side of SA, it's a new, like, literally, there's always a new topic, a new thing happening in SA. So she said that I have learned to not fight people's fights, because now when people at the very end of the day resolve their issues, now you went in between trying to take sides because now you are close to the other one, and then they now resolve their issue, and then you are like, now you don't even know who to talk to anymore, what to do, because you went between these people and you don't even know how it really started. You're just trying to take sides because Peltusi is now your friend and you really don't mess around with the other one, you get what I'm saying? So it's the same thing when it comes to family, because now when you try to come in between our family, if I'm having fights with my brother, you can't come in between there and take sides and be like, but yeah, when now, why would you? Because at the very end of the day, tomorrow when we resolve our issues, because it's a norm, it's something that happens, you know, in every family, there are always disagreements, there are always conflicts, there are always fights, but it's not like it's always going to be like that. Ngurashiti uvite na mwameme opoto kakara waro kusira meni shasha mwangara mafamu uvite na wandi jangenge famira adhiru nengo ingini wale shashi na wale wakuithi pini mafamu hapu ithinini kwa thimboli owi ithinini kanga matovuro kuwana male thimboli mwenge nguwete la kuta hara kwa shino ha sana sota iduna dhanje tundi natumana na ndenduva ya kakuma kumbogetu. So just shut up, please shut up. Can we please just, you know, let's learn how to just keep quiet, please. Because it made me so angry how these people were just coming for her. It's also the same thing that happened to me this other time. My girl was dating with one of my... She was dating with one of my brothers, one of my big brothers. And at the time, the conflict was on heat. It was on flick. It was burning. Good evening, Igalevem. Good evening, can you hear me?
Oh, is this program alive?
Yes, it's the one, say, the one that you like.
Ane.
How are you?
Good. Were you here at Ivave?
Man, iniku dengerane. It's just the same thing, you know. When I went to Windugne, Ludro Vasigo Nenoka the Grange, Nenoka the Grange, Daddy, Canonangue, Nikumanaka Congo, Canonangue, and Duvanikum, wherever the Nukuja and John Piri, you know, the Grange, you know, to me, and your message, Shashi, Heke or Ida Mundikumon. But it just.
Oh, you were at the Windug, not at Varves.
No, I passed there.
Oh,
first, yes, I made a 10 there first before.
Oh,
yes. And then now, when I went,
yeah.
So now everyone wants to be visited. Like, I think next time when I'm not gonna say I'm in Windhoek anymore, because yeah, now it's going to bring. Rutro vachiro kati na ndenda kwa kongodi he. I'm like, and I really have a lot of people there that I really needed to visit. But if you're here, I think you're going to be here. I'm going to be here. I'm going to be here. washinda rongwe ndimone shuguni na ongwe wa simana unotironga nai. Nando wadha ayatista adhi performo nungu hapata kongu ya uhasimane kwa nai. Onda andi kumone shuguni na shashi ngwe ngene ropo singo nai. Chai ya uchanura imani. Nenota zengenenja nduwe ulipen. Ayo ndiri bizo ndiri kukule pae. Okay. Kwa thanja kanuna kwa kongolanji I'm like, yo, I don't know how to split myself anymore and make time for everyone.
So you were not in the defending mode.
Bruh. But it's okay. He's my boy. I'll talk about it with him.
Yeah.
So how are you? I'm so sorry also for not calling you. Ondeke chipona puike chiri. I don't know, man. Yeah, I forgot about it literally.
Last weekend I was listening, but it was a replay.
Oh yeah, no, it was a playback on the indacha, horikanga and davanda roku hahandia homa futa manga. Turikuto playback.
But what in Goshimbo wa Japan Goshi
on the end as a potter.
You are not making in that
group. I'm not. So how are you? I'll visit you next time, my love. Don't worry.
No problem.
Okay. How are you?
A good man.
Mm-hmm.
How are you doing?
I'm okay.
What is the topic of today?
The topic of today, I was just most giving you guys live update. Ane ndi shimati. What we're talking about today is Outi kucha. Oh, ahona seni. Otore ni ehore nai. Especially as is young people. Mina, I'm just trying to have a conversation with you guys. I'm not saying I'm right. I'm not saying what. I'm just also trying to look for answers, you know. So my topic for today is is it really worth it to, you know, like find love in our 20s? Because you know what kind of like led me to this? I was listening to Mama, is it Kamo? I think her name is Kamo. She's from SA, and it's how she started just giving us lessons, us now people in our 20s, on how to just navigate our 20s, on how to not just spend on men, because it takes so much from us as young people, mind you. You know, you lose focus. Mandarane kuchitinge ne mema akukwe okwali hoviho mirongo hamano nopo mirongo ndatu na heta topo unokufika shashi. How could you do that to me? You know, you fail your exams. Like, there's just a whole lot of things that come with now relationship things. So is it really worth it to, you know, like start otorenyo horetu ya chona mbera ngashi nenga ande hitonda ndimchoni nandara we ashike kunena ahona. Why are you guys doing that?
So you traumatized or what?
No, not really. I haven't really been around like that. But then I'm just saying, I just woke up real quick.
Oh, you were jamming the gun.
Come on. What gun are you talking about? I just, I love myself way too much. You know, some of Jane ahead too. Otwate kurirwa, like my dad, ne? Taught us about self-love so much and self-respect. Like, he never let when it came to that. Okuniki ni mambia kukara kucha onuoka donilo no mati kalawish kalawaningas kalawaningas. And you know, like when I think about all these things that he used to tell us, ne, I'm like, but I understand where he was coming from and how he was just trying to, you know, ngayo ohandi. But somehow, somewhere also, I'm just way too much, and it's also going to kind of like also just maybe prevent me from finding my person. But also on the other hand, I love myself way too much. Anuwa manangana ndonde kuvengera ndo wafanga toya mkuranje pongino wafa imara na wane ngengini.
You always try to protect your peace.
Itandi manana ngwe, it's not even, I'm just like, why are you talking to me like that? Like, why don't you respect me? Like, what's going on? You know, I just feel like you don't love me anymore like that. And it's like, I know my worth. I'm, so I'm that type of person. I'm like, if you're in a relationship, then obviously there are basic regulations that we need to comply to as a couple. So why are you treating me like that? If I did something wrong, like, why aren't you talking to me? Like, communication is super vital. I'm that type of person.
So you don't give a damn to those people that undermining your dignity?
No, not even. I don't give a damn about people that do what?
Undermining your dignity.
No, I don't. I walk away way too quickly. I'm that girl.
It's because you study psychology.
Maybe. Although I feel like my father also contributed to that because, I mean, hey, he's like, oh no, God, don't, oh no, God, don't. So I'm a chicken, I'm going to go to the hospital and I'm going to go to the hospital. 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 No, real, because I'm just like, I'm worth,
so
I'm priceless, man.
Maybe because of maybe you like to, or you lace your butt too high.
But is it wrong though?
It's not that wrong. Maybe some of the things is they are below your standards. Ah, this person.
Uh-huh.
So now the question is, do you think it is an ideal?
Do I think it's?
Hmm?
Do I think it's what?
Do you think it is too early to date someone at the early 21?
Yeah, well, I'm on Fimbole 20.
Hmm.
Fimbole 20 is about
experiment.
I feel like it's about finding ourselves. Aha, I feel like, more especially in early 20s, ne? If you are like 21 or 22 and 23, And I know they are very young kids.
Those are very dangerous statements.
Very, bro. Like, how old were you when you started dating? I know you are not going to You are just a small boy that is exploring his options right now.
Yeah.
I love it for you. But do you think now, what's now your take on that? Do you think people should, you know, like, focus on that? Because at the very end of the day, the mission and the vision of this whole thing.
First of all, you have to establish yourself.
People need to do what?
To establish yourself.
To establish yourself.
Yeah.
I heard apparently, well, I'm not 30, but I heard apparently you enjoy dating in your 30s. Because mind you, Mama Kama that I was just talking about recently, she's in her 30s right now. And she's like, you enjoy dating in your 30s because that's now when you really find your real types. Now, I look back and look at all the boys that I dated when I was in my 20s. And I'm like, they're not even my type. You know, like, you enjoy dating in your 30s. Like, build yourself, establish yourself, go to school if you have to, try out things, man. With different baby daddies. When you are just 30 and you look like you are 58, like, in the more Okanya Shere, where you don't even need to fight for men because you have your own things.
Way too older than your mom.
Exactly. Pay fingango and them wanga upon a memoye, one zipulane kujano meme on yellow any.
That's all over there,
Wamboloswanali. So it's such an important thing to I feel like yo man let's focus on ourselves. Are you a father?
Mm.
I need you. Do you have girls or just boys?
Boys.
But it's not a gender thing though. I want you to teach your kids about self-love and self-respect. It's very, very important. Teach them that they are priceless. It's going to make so much sense when these kids are grown.
Very true.
It's going to make so much sense. Amanda muna kana kama ike pevengandi jalo apigina ngiyombe kucha openo incident ayoka neke kamenga ha keli pwe ike mi bru wa muna wete kucho mea ota afuluka maro withimbe na madama nguya keru wetike wete kucha po mamano you are being pushed away and it's a very shameful thing because we are in the same compound with these people and
there's one help.
Yes, like this boy is my friend and he tells me everything. So the boy is trying to push away the girl. Mara kadona ukushiwe tengo kuchombo itina ala shashi wemu inyeke ike fimboli me ila shashi kadona waka kondeke ike loshi me ike la shaya kucha nina kuna hapa takondeke loshi mazaya ike lelambela kucha nena kuna hapa toi nde onko itohi wadulugia la kwenye kama muka dona wande taino storia eh ashike the what the girl just doesn't wanna give up and now in my head I'm like but what's wrong like what's going on and she's a very beautiful girl very very beautiful and I'm like what is going on. Shashi, I do understand, Goshiri, sometimes we love people that don't love us. Mara mengenge so bisonde inde kupandanda andi kupese nande, you don't like me back, I must back off. Cause ngengo da wakalanzi fosini mandongo itata ningirilenge mo, I'll catch feelings. And those catch feelings, and in the, now, if in the process of catching feelings, I'm going to deal with the cost. Of now dealing with all those emotions and the heartbreak and all of that. So, I don't know, man. I think self-love is such an important thing. And I do understand that there are kids out there that really don't have parents or people to take care of them. But I just pray that they, at least even at school, man, or life skills are not making and more. Or life skills are not making more shike. Neitameke mo grade one a man. Denge no mo life skills I do understand. Dangosha shwa mulongu ini malela nge no yo capacity. Kaishuno na avaveli mo grade one. Ashike nge no. They might just now reframe everything and redo everything. And life skills must start in kindergarten. But they are teaching the kids what suit their capacity. Until it gets now to that point, grade 8 or talong baguja, or HIV no AIDS, or high transmitanga, or high ninginga, nunga, nunga. Shashi, pay for HIV and AIDS, pay for two dak on nekucho, HIV no AIDS, or AIDS depend. Mala, hayeko challenge at dealinga na, yomonga na mwenyoka. Even these things are catching up with us as young people. Paiva, I'm failing at school, I'm failing my modules because of relationships because of some boy that just doesn't want to act right. And it's not even about him not wanting to act right. He just doesn't want me. But I'm just forcing things because my parents failed and also school failed to teach me about self-love and self-respect.
Very true.
Yeah. So na to dimutami story ukala tu kongenye ole tu vashonayo. We are still young. We must relax. Yeah. Next time when I come there, please. I think I need you have my number, right?
Yes.
Anoshke, undina nenyu number, dear Punai. Why don't you text me?
I'll text you.
Oh, please text me with your name and say Valvish Bay, like indicated there, so I call you next time when I come that side.
Okay, yeah. Sharp.
Oh, like what's going on? But then it's exactly 43 minutes past 9 o'clock, and this is the Thor and Daiji Show. I'm your host, Benedicta. I hope you're having a beautiful, beautiful Saturday evening. Wherever you're finding yourself, I'll be here with you up until 12 o'clock, having a very, very beautiful conversation. But in the midst of all that, I got you covered when it comes to great music. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back after this. I want to play you guys Mushi. I love this song so much. Like, what's going on? I'll be right back after
good health. I've known from early on that donating blood regularly was indeed good for my health. I'm too old now, but I've done my part in saving hundreds of lives while benefiting my own. You see, my risk of a heart attack, stroke, and cancer was always low because I donated blood. Call NHB on 061-285-5400. We're about you.
chavari bama shakadim. Onda kukira makatana. Pakara na koksa morukana. Nagayo onda narangi nonjoli. Tayari yoku ninga pondo potora. My daddy, I'm sorry. I know I didn't make it ahead of the dream. Thinking with him, I'm walking with him. I'm a short party. I told you, Changi, no guru. Pasa na poskora, pokata na seta. Pepo mama, ina tifuta. Orunji, runji, moru, kanda, mono, toshle, kwa. Oyanje, yari, echa, satu, shuire, pokati, marangiro, wetu, para, pefe, satu, tonto, kaso, tuka, komesho. And now we make a paper. Let me bless our family. Don't let to shake us. We wanna say we are sorry. Never, never, never. Never, never. Never, never, never. Sikira no kukonja sikulima pangandola. Never, never, never. Never, never. Never, never, never. Sikira no kukonja sikulima pangandola. I remember Coco told me, my boy, in the car I will not want me. Don't get a ton in Guanai. Yeah, I really don't know. But I can't even get a kiss it to he. But I'm within a mamma, yeah. Tovari can a kiss it to go. Ukare mega mina ya karunga. And in Borugo, si kunga perfunga. Mama, mama, mori ke wanje. Thank you, my baby. You love me, you support me. I love you too. Chara to my nigga, Gerson Emmanuel. Rivaldo, I got love for you. Amusha na Marco ya Simon. Iti muzi mbarande na te. Nekusa kepso kwa ya chino shorora. You've got a long way to go.
Rest in peace. Kupari
kapenja kumono na kumarive. Ande paife opa sapo.
Rest in peace.
Andi zimburu kwa toksi. Angura tangizo mameme shibo no no.
Fosta.
Amkwe ya badara na chopi kabaka no vere maesha.
Now we make a paper.
No paper.
Let me bless our family. Don't wait to shake us. We wanna say we are sorry.
Never, never, never. Never, never.
Never,
never, never.
Sikira na kukonja siku ima pambandola.
Never, never, never.
Never, never.
Never, never, never.
Sikira na kukonja siku ima pambandola.
Eta shike shote plesu kanga kambi yake. Egi, apushe.
Siku kuku kupata we mdori. Kwa jihi yangu Mungu wame kushuja. Kitungu enorata ya mtoli. Ama nyama nyama kwenye samuza. Kichugu ni mzigo na toroli. Adi muo inataka pasuka. Msuku ni macho ya goroi. Rangi kama unaoga mafuta. Oh my, oh my, I don't lie. Thank you.
Exactly 55 minutes past 9 o'clock, and welcome back to the Thought and Digest show. I'm your host, Benedicta, and I hope you're having a beautiful, beautiful Saturday evening. Wherever you're finding yourself, I'll be here with you up until 12 o'clock, having a very, very beautiful conversation tonight. We're talking about, is it really worth it to focus on finding love and focus on relationships in our 20s? And before I get into that, I was obviously telling you, or rather giving you guys a life update and what I've really been up to throughout the week. But I mean, yeah, man, also, until the caller called in, I was talking about now, Pokatike family hapuwaniu. We're trying to take sides, not knowing exactly where. Don't be that person. I've been in the same situation. I was giving my story. I had like, come on, I had a brother. I still have him as my brother. But I mean, my brother was dating this other girl. Also close to the girl you check, Suara Hutez. You know, Moz, you know, we're cool, very cool. You know, he would call, she would call in. I would call her at times and just check up on each other. We're born. It was like that. Until now, my brother, him being my brother, he started now, with the conflict that we're having at home. He now started telling stories, you know, like just telling everyone. And then he also told the girlfriend about what was really going on. And now he made sure, you know, open on nguyare na ndoma imulimo, o amana mbea hatera no saka. Anbea hatero saka, hatera no saka. Nge ngo ulime umbono kulinde, osuka, hiri wa mo. Eh, hadu amike ndeo zarahia hibura kuchora la musu ukande kuchi kupopsa opena numbo hatera no saka kuchai ngai hanga enande nandi eh, nenge mwadia mungo mahukuga atu mangiko mbare nju na hika taliwa hita asiniwe putaliwe la kuchora la mungo mahukuga atu otete rosaka kumarino dhanaka. So he's dead, you know, he made sure kujasha okoro welifara huyo kweli ngonga na wana wana kuchandufa is a bad person. Hey, I don't even know why you talk to him. Madam, instead of coming to me because of the type of relationship that I also had with her, which I end up, I'm hearing stories like this, because although you're saying that, no, I need you to talk to her, weke, weke, I'm like, okay, bye-bye, ne wapi, wachina kuwa mbacho kupopsa nangane, pamwene ngengo wende kuchito wana po pidi, mamono, instead of judging me and keeping things to yourself and keeping your distance, why didn't you come to me at least? And ask me. Okay, no, I get it. Kakwaliwa Ramos. I also had to distance myself because I could now, you know, sense the energy, right? It's okay, which was okay. Madami nagani wiki ni mi kuru nukung pao. Eh, mbakwali hai, hai toma mini gao. Hotaka ningwi ni mangano mbera meniera kachitinga nesi kuoko kanunare na madama kechuvite konesha ashinticha. She knows the worth and it's priceless kama. Kucha, how could you make a baby in a relationship type of thing? Okweke ariri rere apuru yere rembo. Onduva dengere ngano namba heka ndi hina no kulinga. Yo! Wagwan, like, who am I talking to? Aye, what andi pura na andi ti? Mbole thimbo arishen dono menungwe. Openi kemkwe tungwe ino rombwe. Gawa watega andi kurombwe rengi dingenge. Shashi watu wama mini kumkwe ni. Wata mega pi distance hapa punga. Nguinu vane hoko ronandi kuchochi mocha zidira peni. It's those things. Omtse hohengo. Inokutaka misa now you started judging instead of now hearing my story. If you really wanted to hear what really happened, and if you know that you are my friend like that, and that you're even expecting me to tell you what was really happening this side, so why didn't you also come to me when that boy told you things to be like, yo, Nduva, I'm hearing these things. Like, what's going on? Eh, ma apa even mo relationship ahohe mwinyengo kamanyamo mea okunga ya warawe upuru yere. Kapuriko ni wangu ya kutoma mini minati nga yakandichu hoa tegele ndichu kurombelele peningenge. O watu mwodo heshu waromburini makumwene kwa hehehe. You know, it's those things. It's those things. But if I remember how many were calling, I'm like, oh, how much is that? You don't choose sides when you don't know the whole story. Just keep quiet. Please, shut your mouth. Don't be those people. But I mean, yeah, man, that's what I've been up to. Did I forget anything? I don't think so. Oh, I've got my babies that called me. Apparently they're in Ndangwa. They wanna meet me one day. Shout out to Ialo and her sister. They called me last week. They're like, "Yo, is it Benedicta?" I'm like, "Yeah. What's up, my girls?" I'm like, "No, we're good. We're calling from Ndangwa. We just wanna tell you that we listen to you and that we love you so much and that Ovojima Shakulana got radio. There was even a day that you were talking about bullying. And, I was going through it that day. I mean, I was going through, that state at the time, because people were bullying me at school. And after I listened to your show, I was really just okay. Like, I love and appreciate you so much. Like, you're the best. I'm like, bring them flowers while I'm still alive. Like, thank you. Thank you so, so much. And they want to meet me. And one thing about me, the good thing that I love, ne, is that Mina, I really want people to just know my voice and not really know me in person. Because it makes me so free. Like, I'm so free. I know I'm in the public space, but at least I'm in the public space where people only know my voice, but they don't really know that this is Benedicta that they hear on radio, right? It's only when I start talking and then they recognize the voice and be like, "Oh, is it you? Is it Benedicta?" I'm like, yeah. But like, let's keep it like that, guys. You know, I don't want to be met. I don't want to meet with nobody. I don't want, you know, just to know that this is the voice. It's unless I'm going to get over. To my friends, to my listeners, in Windu Correctional Facilities, I told you that the Gepard have been trying to call me, and now due to things that are just not possible regarding your situation, and I know you're probably listening. I'm not being a bad person that I blocked you, but I just feel like it's so unsafe. And I spoke about it last time that there is a reason I did that. And honestly, as much as there are a lot of people that are really calling me that side, I cannot. Prison on that tira command. You know, as much as I do understand kujayo hoku tumbiko hoiko kujayo to kutarera porena renare on that tira kohonai. So I'm just a little girl. You know, you can, I really will appreciate if it's something that you really want to talk to me about. I appreciate you guys to send me a box 100. It's P.O. Box 70 Tapi. I appreciate you to write a letter. You girls have got papers and books there. And pens, take a pen and a paper and write whatever you want to talk to me about on a piece of paper. That's what I did with some, tates that were in Tsumeb, that are still in Tsumeb prison. I told them to do the same thing because I couldn't, as much as they also wanted me to apparently go there, but they want to talk to me about something. Yeah, kwet tunga yon dati nam kapene sekunde ndere mudronga nchuk to half an apping handi himonu ya kombad. Ashike ondatira konai itandi vuruka, you know. So I'm not being a bad girl. You guys know I'm not a bad person at all, but I really just appreciate at least if you guys write on a piece of paper and really just tell me and write everything that you really want to talk to me about. Like, yeah, just do your thing and send papers to me. That's my box, PO Box 70 Otapi. I cannot pick up no calls from that side. I cannot come to that place. I pi monenika honange nge mazi mosha monje viri rome urura mo. Gweto denge ni mamanguruka kucha. Ndu vo uli pen ondara ndi kumon. Ay, ondiri posha na mola mongwe diva ote tondoka. Ashkino denga tocho ondara wye utare renje poko dorongo hadenduka. Itefiki! Tatekuru, itefiki ka. You know? Shout out to my people. I hope you guys are doing so great. I appreciate and love you guys for listening to my show. And yeah, I was saying that I would really appreciate people to just know my voice, you know. Shasho hatuka ningini mande. I don't like it. It's too uncomfortable to be known. Kuchaye, this one is this one, this one. Because you guys have expectations for those people. Kuchaye, Mpoli, that's just how she wears that. Or that's just how she looks. That's I know my voice. I can remember only when I start talking Nade, if I'm traveling to Windhoek or coming from Windhoek. And obviously, because I love traveling at night. I prefer traveling at night. So I'll be on calls most sometimes. Kuchaye, I know ripen yon dara wye wu. Sakane kenje. Or tu ripeni peni pa fatu zbeni pen. So when I start now communicating, that's how people now recognize my voice, be like, oh, Benedicta, I don't have to look at Kaige 11. I'm like, yeah. And why did you recognize my voice? Huh? But I mean, at least I just want you guys, oh, we're not to shoot it anymore. Pay with more. Oh, pay it now. Shashi, Shandi, Kaningi, Nima, Iru, the Koma Rungura, at least you guys don't know that it's Benedicta. But I mean, yeah, man. That's what I've been getting up to. The past few days. That's my life update. And I'm trying to think if I forgot something. Relationship wise, and I'm like, it's at the stage where I cannot just handle it. My ego, my pride, my self-love, my self-worth is just not allowing me. And I really just want to, you know, I don't know what's holding me back, but I really want to, you know, like tell this person that it's shy. And these are the things that I'm talking about today, Kucha. Yes, as you people are like, Nduva, what are you promoting? And you are there telling us you're old in your 20s and you are there, you know, just vibing your relationships now. You're telling us that no. It's not worth it, Miss Katz. Like, I just feel like there's no trophy in finding love or being in a relationship in your 20s. No, nothing like that. You know, your 20s are your foundation. Your 20s are for you. They are dedicated to you. So that when you turn 30, you tend to enjoy the fruits of your labor. With so many options, with with nothing to lose, And, it's so sad to, you know, like see young people right now, beautiful people, that really were supposed to. I'm not coming from a point of judgment where I'm like, it's always those ones that get jobs and start thinking that others are lazy. I'm not being the type of person, but then, we tend to enjoy. I also have got mistakes that I've done in my 20s that I'm not proud of, that I'm not so proud of. And I'm just like, only, you know, why did I? You get what I'm saying? But also, I taught myself to never live a life of regret and that it's never too late. I can still start over. You get what I'm saying? And me now, I know I'm not a dying type, man. I'm not going to die right now. So there's always, you know, but this time around, let me just not waste time on repeating the same mistakes. History must not at least repeat itself, you know. And it's so sad, you know, like see people in their 30s right now, and it's when they now want to go to school, it's when now they want to do, you know, like to start saving up, it's when they want to do A, B, C, and D, you get what I'm saying, you know. But in their 20s, they felt like, and they thought that life was about grooving, life was about making babies, you know, when you make one, and you start going back to groove where you got the first baby and stuff like that. You know, that's just how hui ningiko don't care now. You know? And when you get in your 30s, that's when you look back and you're like, bruh, you know, I should have and I should have and I should have. And prevention is better than cure, you know what I'm saying? And I can remember when Mama Kaimo, or I don't know, I'm not so sure if I'm pronouncing her name properly, but when she started off with her videos on TikTok, with her clips, very interesting ones. You know, sometimes when I'm not doing anything at home, that's where I get, that's like my Netflix and chill right now. I Netflix and chill on her account on TikTok. She be spitting bars, dog. You know, and it's just how some people are being so negative towards the videos. You know, they're like, nah, you know, leave us alone. Let us live our lives. Let us this and that. I do understand, but prevention is always better than cure. You know, she's not preventing you guys from enjoying and doing whatever the heck you want to do in your 20s. But she's just saying that for you, she's just being a big sister. You know, exactly the same way I'm trying to be a big sister to you guys. You know, to say that enjoying your 20s does not mean all that. Enjoying your 20s does not mean go as while your pens are hashon and hashokura sako, de topewa koshe, itahiti, ungoka kwathere Matthew, goheka, shashan uri name a relationship and we have it. You guys are just 23, 24. Matthew, ungo take a kufir up, eh? Tari, zimbrimo hampe wa nepenze na yada pakera elonu wape wa nandoka 100k iko he, eh? Ndo mwe mguyoto kalandela Matthew how to anuo teksa ahemo pate. Hmm? Matthew ngono teke kufika po, kulike na ngwe, eh? Magata mulio kamaru. There's, like we hear these things, we see these things are happening. Amuli kwa kamaru asi waka poop. Shafma ka poopo, otahi kuya kweni meiburu. Shashi, ito topa wenga shkwe, kwa topa narega. You know, ano tuyaji. Eh, nandita tu yapo binmo twitch. Inmo hatu imon. Eh? There was also a situasi of a girl. You know, amona ngo penze la henjo no. Hota mono kuchaye. No, right now I just need to, you know, because I'm now in this kind of relationship. Hongwa ita kwa ita kwa nero eni funjao ichi ya waisa na. Shama amono ngo kwa fapu nika za niko penze la mono. Ite kwe sana ndenando te kukarapo pepire lale. You know, until you fall for him. Opo, shinga toka na neo vingwe nangu oto mwetere kore. You get what I'm saying? Na ipo epu ikuta. Ito tiwe toa toa. Oh, he start being mean out of nowhere. It's the same thing, you know. I was just talking about recently that in relationships, there's always just that state that I can't deal with. It's always, you know, like so sweet at the beginning. It's always that until he feeds you all these lies, until you fall for all that. And then it will be now. It will now get to that stage where he's just being so mean for no reason, where he just Bella doesn't like you anymore. Wujingo hora hipukoninge uzetan, you know? And then it messes up your sanity because you have fallen for this person. You know? He made you fall for it's the same thing, my dear. So there's no trophy in giving a man your money. Do not help him, do not help his family. Don't do that. Those, you know, those dollars, those coins, those notes that you use to buy his little brother's his little brother's presents for their birthdays and whatnot. Please invest in something very important. You know, ndicho hamuningini mamuningini ni momafu okuchae ukakavona kunokuri na wamanyu hasa patano family anje nengayo waro kupandika kena mate kufaro kupandika pa fashashu ni mali wa holik. There is no trophy in doing no none of that. Don't support that man. Don't support him. Don't give him your money. You are still just in your 20s. Wakapenza yane hono kasho. Kakwata nina wa. And invest in something very important. Not trying to, you know, like, provide for some men. Shikwa lipone ngeshika kwa liya kujokwe hape wakuran. Don't become that man's mother. Don't be that person. You know, so it's such an important thing to just, you know, like, invest in ourselves in our 20s. And let's stop acting like there's something wrong with us because there's literally nothing wrong with us. Let's invest in ourselves. And at the very end of the day, we are going to enjoy the fruits of our labor in our 30s, where we've got nothing to lose. Shashiba even nebai voto adon kadone ime vrumiro ngondatu nuno na uhamano, uhea lia unduri ke mekothi. Ya waita na eshe mbono kamoke na keshe kamoke na eshe ndija. Ya waita na eshe mbono yununa mbono. They are not supporting their kids and they all left you. And now you are miserable. Now you are desperate. Nande nongkuru pazi honwe nevuromiro ngo hea risheki hakwato penze la muroku survivor. Nde tati hey, meiskat komi so. Owaha mendiro shashi kunahye. You don't even have a place to stay anymore. Shashi neka anjenina nyoko na shuta ya kuvure unu. Ngenge no kuna uruvaru arushe ndono. Nguindane uki nyangene mwe mwe ntovuro kala ulimono. Ngo moto linde no nuno na ohe. Ngo une vuravi fike mwa adhisho mirungo ndatuna nano. You know? Hoki itapo nongkuru bengute kurondofoka. Nde nandike utukwe nandike uningwa chiki. Kuna matohi. Uno kukareli kwa penzi la njoo heovino matherega haman, at least for you to survive. But mind you, you were in your 20s, and your 20s were for making babies. Your 20s were for grooving.
If you've reached that stage in life where you are tired of everything, where each day is just routine, dah, yamarne o. No, seriously, I am genuinely sorry for you, because you clearly haven't been polarified. Like, boring day at the Spani. Polanify your lunch hour with a delicious Polana curry. Join through yet another stale sandwich. Polanify your burger with a little mac and cheese. Tired of chewing the same shandy? Polanify your munchies with air-fried Polana pasta chips. Come on, life's too short for boring. Polanify every moment with Pasta Polana, a proud product of Namib Mills.
Because now in your 20s were for grooving, your 20s were for making babies. Like, you literally made your 20s for just useless things. But right now when we talk about it, I mean, when we were, right now we are busy warning you. When people were warning you, when your parents were saying A, B, C, and D to you, you felt like there was life. You felt like there was living. You felt like all of that. I do understand we are broken as black people. We are broken as African people. Our dreams have been killed, like we have got no, you know, we have got no other way of trying to make sure that we are really living and doing things to the best of our abilities, you know, because that have been taken away from us. That I do understand. And it's hard. Evaristus Nambudunga, shout out my brother, he posted something the other day and he said that we do understand that it's so hard. It's very hard, but please just try. And in the midst of all the brokenness, in the midst of what all those people did to us, and that's the reason why a lot of young black people are in situations that they are in, please, let's choose to not be drunkards. Please, let's choose to not be reckless with our lives. Please, let's not choose alcohol of our dreams to think that there's nothing else that I can do. I think alcohol can make me feel better. Please, let's, prevention is better than cure. We understand it's hard, it's all of that. You know, that's why right now I'm like, we don't want, or we are not working to become millionaires anymore. That's what I was telling, that's what I told my brothers when we once had a conflict. I was like, my geez, we are not working trying to become what you guys want us to become. Because if we wanted to become all that, we would have been all that. You know, right now we are literally just trying to make sure that we are survive. Oturi kwa survival mode. Katuriwe kwa achievement mode. Kucha, let me buy, I wanna buy a Land Cruiser, I wanna buy my house, I wanna buy A, B, C, and D. We are not in that mode. We are literally doing what we can do to survive. You get what I'm saying? You know, so in the midst of all that, I do understand you, my beautiful young people, my beautiful young ladies. But I mean, let's think and do something crucial. Let's not choose groove over our dreams. I understand they are unachievable right now, but at least they are triable. We can try something and survive out of it. You get what I'm saying? Because groove comes with a whole lot of bad consequences. You get what I'm saying? And for me, I do understand, like, a lot of people right now are like, nah, you know, we are living, life is for the living, you only live once. You only live once does not mean all that. We do understand, live your life to the fullest. But living your life to the fullest does not mean grooving every day. There's nothing wrong with drinking your alcohol. But my chat is, don't abuse it. Because the abuse comes with bad consequences. And for me, for as long as something comes with bad consequences, then I'm not for it. You get what I'm saying? So I think, honestly speaking, we really need to be wise when it comes to such things. You know, that's why I've got my friend, Profilis Chikongo, and I feel like I'm so excited. I'm really, really excited because I feel like in few years to come, you know, some things, as much as they're outdated right now, and it's like we're not really keeping an eye on that, or it's like we are so blind to see that, in years to come, some things are really not going to matter anymore. I've got my friend Profilis Chikongo, like I just mentioned earlier on. He is doing chess, like he's giving chess classes. You know, and for me, I also wanna, Prof. Andwe and Zifutenge Lona and Ulongenge Kucho Hapwe, or Hashen Dwange Pinana, because, I can remember at Element, when my brother used to rent Element, right? I would always go there, and I had my friends, you know? Those friends, the smart ones, man. They used to play chess there, you know? And I tried learning. I'm like, how do you guys play this game? And like, what is this game really about? Like, what is it really trying to teach me? And they're like, yeah, only smart people play this. Let me teach you. You get what I'm saying? And I'm like, yeah, man, we've got a lot of people. I mean, we went to school. A lot of people went to school out there, but they are the worst idiots. Like, osaikweke nga haka ipwekeka. Kujanepe vengange ngondefwa kongkwaita. Achitinga. Inanding kwene nari. Eh, kuchitushune mohole. Shashi, what he's going to do next? That's how he takes advantage of you. And then, what he's going to do next? Is even going to be worse than this. You get what I'm saying? Don't do that. Don't be that person. That's why you guys need chess lessons. I feel like school in years to come. Time is moving so fast. But school in years to come, I don't think it's really going to matter anymore. Saduka ko chess aya profili shikongo. Tukalongwele lopo tukale tunosaiko inyakucha. Mungala mwenyonge njini moyende nai. I still have good option B. Inokala enonale ina plan. Enonalo ku grooving. Don't be that person. You know? Kalango no planning ya kucha, pefandika groovinga. But I must not go abuse because then I've got a test tomorrow. You get what I'm saying? Pevo venga waka groovinga waka monako tate Matiasa. Now because now you think that the Matiasa is calling you because you are the beautiful one. You feel like you are the beautiful one. Shashovi waholo lwa momo sekel. Tate Matthew kwa kumone kucha. Apa kapena sai kwa apa. Shashovi geta bulu kutamoka tikava kwa o. So I feel like this one, she's so easy to get. And that's literally us. That's why I'm saying that it's so important for parents also to teach us about self-love and self-respect. Because now that's a validation that we are trying to seek. Onupevo to yuko groove, waka groovingi groove, eh? Malo, utotaleke ki palaya, nutale kucha, who is looking yours? Like, walk in, like you are the real ish, bro. Nandene, umwi, just act like you are a 10. Kapena no numwi, but I'm just saying. So it's such an important thing to, you know, like really have that, you know, as a person, as a young person, to never find ourselves in situations that we are in. But at the peak of her womanhood, at the peak of her 30s, but she looks like she's 58. Because I mean, hello, man. You know, but this is a time. This is the time that we need to take care of ourselves. Kujano horongo moba, kujorongo moka betinga, kujorongo pen. Kana kanji, I understand. Save up if you have to. Pefe, eviro, heno maserata nonga homono. Itovuro kukarongo eto turire mongwa ito petrola. O 500 tao henga we hironga. On your feet. Eh? 10 to 10. Cause you are a bartender. Then your whole 500, you are giving it to Matthew that works as an AC. And you are giving it to him, apparently, I am with the apple of petrol and Gwenesha, I shall go pandika, or five clip, you are giving it to this person that have got a whole salary of some thousands of dollars that are coming in his account. Popena wenguho pay a peck. Na to smell again in Marwa, two man. Invest that money in yourself. Do it, do what you can do, my dear. Ngenge mevi oteku fiepo, shashi nompo 500 awe maholi, eh? Shashi, you are not a good woman. A good woman is the one that better provides 5 clip for petrol, huh? Ngenge otazi momoka olomo na jemu ike. Hmm? O 500 awe to kalande cosmetics adoye, de tiko shonyelo. Start investing in yourself, bruh. Bath and bath and bath and bath and take care of yourself. Stop acting like there's something wrong with you. You are still young. You're so beautiful. You have got so many options. Chego, 500 hapo neo kuipa Matthew. Tokalande cosmetics adoe. Tokalando omagadingea. Womonze shashua farmano toteka. You can't even lay your edges properly anymore. Utare ne shito temani. Maangengo 5 clip anjo nwakarike to hipe David daga da drama petrola. Natango ati mike ngwe to skuru fanga ando David dike wa ramba. Nde David dana heta mwenike kuja ukanaan mano. Kapenike ngwa kavuro kumona po. You can go right ahead and call us in studio. The number in studio is 833-66091. I'm repeating that. The number in studio is 833-66091. Let's have a conversation. What's going on with girls in their early 20s, girls in their in varsity, but they are so serious with looking and finding love right now. And when those little boys from Windhoek break their hearts, what then happens? They lose focus and they start. What happens? They lose focus and takakari na qualify and do examic. Baba huyo aturikika tutumaya tusochi muya Maria kuri ko skola nto tumenyo mwere rwana tutumenyo transport man maho kuri kuka hitura mona tangu baba na tangu kwatea kuro kamtimake hono ko kachona nare ko keno mambo ko keno ngaro havendu ko paka trenga ka adapte kaka we vicho ena tangu na tangu ne ja jombuti ho movendu ka hacho harongonga baba kamtimako kerike mepiririra ngwangwan. Yo agru no ta sekera nga kuchana tuninge ningina tuninge ningin kwato kuri ko yuna bai ba amuti ko muniko ko ntirongo on mboro kuni ko mamo jula ke shiri gata tu geri ko nim osha shi chiki. She's trying to find love at the wrong time. Doesn't work like that.
Mbu ya kwa parateza muru e data. Paife, o handimo kuya di. Nondaka, ni e data, no shoyo o utungara kama hupi. O neti weka ime, o ufutarume, o kuyinyinga ume, o ujapa ndali. Fio papa ndaoka, o ndapungwa o neti weka oyo, hai jira jira ya fange. O mafikuwa amwe, o handi streaming, o mafikuwa amwe, o handi popi. Oma fiku amwe, ohandi ni gaishe, poshika doshimwe. Pamwe na parateza, uinda holora, ameha ishipangere, osho, paumwene. Jira jira, oma kwa tafanoni, data, wamukaro wili. Mwana parika, okutuma, kutumaraka, okustreaminga, na okudenga pamwe na parates. Konga, parates, Namibia. Always, always,
Ayas Bangue in Estiaio.
Sing, 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 sing,
Good evening. Please do call back. The number in studio is 8336091. I'm repeating that. The number in studio is 8336091. Let's have a conversation.
If you've reached that stage in life where you are tired of everything, where each day is just routine, no, seriously, I am genuinely sorry for you, because you clearly haven't been polarified. Like boring day at the Spani. Polanify your lunch hour with a delicious Polana curry. Chewing through yet another stale sandwich. Polanify your burger with a little mac and cheese. Tired of chewing the same shandy? Polanify your munchies with air-fried Polana pasta chips. Come on, life's too short for boring. Polanify every moment with Pasta Polana, a proud product of Namib Mills.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts or previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Simon, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the I.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Eagle FM, the I.
It's exactly 47 minutes past 10 o'clock, and welcome back to the Thought and Digest Show. I'm your host, Benedicta. I hope you're having a beautiful, beautiful Saturday. Wherever you're finding yourself, I'll be here with you up until 12 o'clock, having a very, very beautiful conversation tonight about, is it really worth it to find love, to focus on finding love, and to focus on relationships in our 20s? You can also go right ahead and call us in studio and tell us how that guy broke your heart in your 20s. You know, how he really disturbed you, that you just lost weight and you lost focus on your schoolwork. Go ahead and call me. But I'm also going to give you tips that you really need to comply to when you are in your 20s. Some of the tips that you really need to comply to you to make sure that you are fully paying attention to yourself and you are fully focusing on yourself and doing just you. Self-discoveries in your 20s. Your 20s are often underscored by a journey of self-discovery, and it's also a decade for you to explore different facets of your identity and clarify your values. This exploration is very critical because understanding yourself better informs how you interact with others and what you seek in relationships. So balancing independence and interdependence. So what's the difference when it comes to this? Healthy relationships also strike a balance between independence and interdependence. On one hand, nurture yourself, cultivate your interests, pursue your goals that are meaningful to you personally, pardon me. On the other hand, understand how to collaborate and grow with a partner, harmonizing your individual path with shared experiences. Would you don't test our niggas with me, wrong guy? You know, you've done classes and there's a test being written tomorrow. And mind you, these are CAs. It's going to contribute to your CAs. So you qualify for the examination, you know? And then you are busy with your books and David calls you. David said, Moz, now, and I come your boyfriend. He calls, you know, babe, can you just come through? I'm bored at home. Let's chill. David comes first. He's my baby. David comes first. Oh, man, but when they got to rap on Hurunde, why don't Oganaka Maka team? Very dangerous. It's not even safe here to get a cab at 12 o'clock. Man, quite a woman, don't go vega for me. You see, good at Utan, you want to text in the queer man. And don't quite touch it, bruh. I've been there, I've done all that. There's no trophy in doing that, Miss Cat. There's no trophy. Don't leave your books to go to some nigga that is calling you. And because you don't want to be the bad girl, you don't want to be seen as, you know, at the very end of the day, yeah, when you find him cheating, he's going to, or talking to other hands, that is going to be his excuse. But I was calling you, or I'm always calling you, and always telling me, hello, Menier, I came for my books. This is the reason I came in window. Like, what are you telling me? You know? He's going to use David Angengi Nara Shamino Haku Hewan Lombura Kuja. I've got a test tomorrow. I cannot. I'm studying right now. If he's going to find some other hands, he must go right ahead and do that. In fact, you must tell him that he's also young and he must focus on his books. Leave those relationship things. They are not worth it at your age. Please focus. Ukwatire chike chiki hachi turwa mumwe, meaning gano kucha, ihovuro ku, okuturi ni mamumwe, nde toiro ngero chita. Owete ko? If what? We grew up with an abbreviation in school that books before boys because boys bring babies. You know? That's what we grew up with. But then if you focus on books and boys trying to split the time, what then happens? You know, you end up now paying more attention on one thing. And the one thing that you're going to pay more attention on is the one that is just uncrucial. And then what? Now you dropped out of school because now you got pregnant. So now you have to, you know, like babysit your baby and wait for 2 years for you to go back to school. But then, geno aliye mumtegwe wakonega nenge, geno akarongo chesa kuprofi, eh? Geno pa fuguno saikonjia hokucha, itachi chua, ndifige po mambo kanje, ni agaenda fokasinga kuchikoka. Nengitachi chua, ndini moskora, and I'm focusing on boys. Because at the very end of the day, kap! Pena mwambo onare shapo pire kwa le limonji. Kwa chonguru onare nja kwa liha mwena. Kakwarabu mbo kumwena ka. Shashi ni mige imesha ikewe ipura psychologically right now. If you apply logic to those things, they all make sense. Itachichua ukare uliko yuna manengeko nasta hono. Ndo mo David dawe ya double an orange enji no peer pressure. Eh? No groove aho every Friday. Hmm? No wanting to fit in no comparison. Ndo ategera uke tize mui wano ambi wendera kuvendu kaka. E thimbondo shawa eli topora. Achivuli ka uki hadhe uikwatele ilike kwa achimu. Kwa shine eto uikwatele na cho osha chike kuthamu vendu ka uchune mangake kumbuka karugu ya vuladhi ndato. But I mean, make yourself a priority. And when it comes to this, the role of self-care cannot be overstated when it comes to relationships, but also just taking care of your needs, you are better equipped to engage positively with others. Simple practices like mindfulness, regular exercise, and adequate rest are pillars that support your resilience in relationships, and aim to incorporate self-care routines into your life to just sustain both your well-being and health of your relationship. Take care of your needs, my scat. Future planning, and when it comes to this, when entering your 20s, it's very, very important to consider how your relationship fit with long-term aspirations and how it shifts with life or what life will bring. But also one thing that I've learned when it comes to relationships, né? I'm not discouraging you guys, but like, guys, man, it's not worth it. You know, Mama Kamo is so right for her to say that there is no trophy in trying to find love in relationships in our 20s. You know, we'll explore our options. We'll do whatever the heck we want to do when we are in our 30s. Because we have built ourselves, we found ourselves, we literally took care of ourselves. So, option no head to. E haro kusari kaza. Shashika tunakonacha? E hogoro roku sen. You get what I'm saying? So I feel like this whole thing of like long-term and stuff, ne? It always doesn't work, bro. They just a stage where things are just not okay anymore. And sometimes I was even telling myself the other day, ne? I was in something like a relationship and it just, you know, like going down the drain now. And I'm like, but when I say I don't want to get married sometimes, as much as people see me as crazy or feel like I'm lying because they believe that everybody wants to get married, I'm like, angeke, I can't do this. Because then now, if I get married, what then happens on days like this? The fact that it's already happening in a relationship, buena. Excuse me. I can't do that. I cannot. I cannot. I'll pack my bags and go back to my mama's house. I can't. I cannot. You know, so I feel like there'll always be a stage as much as, and boys really need to stop this. I don't know, but we should really, really be careful. They're the beginning. I'm not even saying we should be careful because I don't want you guys to fall for these traps. I don't even, prevention is better than cure. Don't even go there. I'm not saying that no, you should be careful at the beginning there when he's feeding you all these sweet words, telling you what you want to hear. I don't even want you guys to listen to these people. Like, what are you doing with a boyfriend at the age of 22? No, I'm in a relationship. No, my boyfriend is my boy. Are you guys having sex? Hey! Woo! No, man. It's not worth it. Somehow, it's always, it will just end in tears. Something will just happen. You know? And then now you are healing from a heartbreak. You are 27 right now, healing from a heartbreak that when you were 21, that a boy, some boy broke your heart at the age of 21. And you're still crying on TikTok saying that you are healing from that heartbreak. Like, hi, Boman. It have been years now. So for you to prevent yourself from such things, can you please focus? We've got a future right ahead of us. Instead of now having future plans with boys and stuff like that, have a future plan with yourself. Where to from here? Where must I be at least at the age of 25? You get what I'm saying? This is what I'm planning to do for myself. You guys are 19 and you're already planning to have kids at the age of 22. There's no trophy in doing that. That man that is feeding you lies is gonna leave you. In fact, he's not even going to support your child anymore. He will leave you the heck alone and go find kids, other kids, your peers with no kids. He's also now single, looking for a lady that is childless, while he left you with your child. And you are there bragging about, now my man wants a child with me. Woo! Your man wants a child with you. And it's the way we look at this with so much pride. If some man at the age of 23 wants a child with you, you feel like you are the one. Mutu haroka nanangai. Menier. Kanua menier. Madama to siwap. There is no trophy in having a child at that age. Literally, he's going to leave you. And to the young girls that I see on TikTok these days fighting for some small nigga. And there are also kids, you can tell. There is no trophy in doing all that, Miss Kat. You guys are young. Focus on yourself. Like, focus on yourself. And you are going to find another girl. And because now, man. And these are very young, small kids. Eh? And now, pathaka majona nesha, zakota mwana kucha, hae, mguyasha atuka mkawopu inandi mwarawe, nguno nesha, ashipa ifokwa fo heri po. Okwele na kucho hochimo chinen. Excuse me. Noero kamenuho. Ho, ake muna ndere chepsa, ake muege nikuli ya ho. Don't disturb yourselves like that. your future plan should be about you and you only. Long-term relationship goals, and when it comes to this, in your 20s, setting long-term relationship goals can act as a compass for your journey together. You know, think about discussing timelines of major milestones such as career steps, traveling, or education. For example, you might also aim to become financially independent before considering bigger commitments like marriage or purchasing a home. Adapting of life changes, and when it comes to this, your 20s will likely be a decade of significant paradigm change. Acknowledge that adapting to life changes is also a shared thing, and crafting a flexible plan that accounts for your new job, the potential for relocating, the personal growth will strengthen your partnership. Remember, adaptability is very crucial. Excuse me, both of you should feel empowered to pursue individual goals while supporting each other. You forget about all that and focus on my man. I had a story apparently of some nigga. I think, you know, because also what Mama Kaimo, the lady from SA, what she's also trying to teach us is to protect our womb. Please don't get pregnant. Please don't do that. I've got a story of somebody that was telling me apparently when he now got married. No, when he got married. But I mean, this man got her pregnant, and the very same year that she gave birth to the child, he married somebody else. You know, and now that's how emotional intelligence also comes in. She was also going through a very tough time at the time, emotionally and financially as well, because mind you, this man is now preparing for his wedding and all of that. It's like, you're not even allowed to call me, and you've got a very, very small baby. A very small baby, and you hear the father of your child is getting married to somebody else. Do you know how that is going to mess up your sanity? Like, mental health is no child's play, guys. It's such an important thing. But sometimes we tend to put ourselves in situations like this. You know, to an extent where she even wanted to just kill this child and commit suicide because she just couldn't believe it. You know? Let's get married first. Then we make kids. Why do you want to give me a child and then get married? The excuse that we have right now is apparently, so you can have your three kids there. This man is still going to look for somebody with no child and marry that person. It's exactly 11 minutes, 4 minutes past 11 o'clock, and this is the Thought and Digest show. I'm your host, Benedict. I hope you're having a beautiful, beautiful Saturday evening, wherever you're finding yourself. We are having a very, 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 very beautiful conversation about relationships. Is it really worth it for us to find love and be in relationships in our 20s, since we tend to lose focus and fully just focus on those relationships? But in the midst of all that, I got you covered when it comes to great, great music. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back after this. Here is Justin Bieber.
Got a condo in Manhattan, baby girl, what's happening? You and your ass invited, so gonna get to clapping. Go pop it for a pair, pop it for me. Turn around and drop it for a pair, drop it for me. I'll rent some beach house in Miami, wake up with no jammies. Off the tail for dinner, Julio served that scampi. Got it if you want it, got it if you want it. Said you got it if you want it, take my wallet if you want it now. Jump in the Cadillac.
Girl,
anything you want,
just to put a smile on it.
You deserve it, baby, you deserve it all.
And I'm gonna give it to you. Cold jewelry, shining so bright. Strawberry champagne on us. Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what
lucky for you. That's what I like. That's what I like. Sex by the fire. Puerto Rico, say the word and we go, baby. You can be my freaka, girl, I'll be a freaka. I'll never make a promise that I can't keep. I promise that your smile ain't gonna never leave. Shopping sprees in Paris, every day 24 carats. Take a look in that mirror, now tell me who's the fairest. Is it you?
Is it you?
Is it me?
Is it me?
Say it's us,
say it's us,
and I'll agree, baby. Jump in the Cadillac,
girl, let's put some miles on it.
Anything you want,
just to put a smile on it.
You deserve it, baby, you deserve it all.
For you, that's what I like. That's what I like. Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like. Sex by the fire tonight. Sound sheets and diamonds all white. Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like. Lucky for you, that's what I like.
Flow. Miss Icicle, ride dick bicycle. I'm true, yo.
but you the type of blow. If you wanna manage, I gotta try to go.
All these bitches clones is my mini. Now these smokers, so they call me Young Nicki Chimney. Rappers and they feelin' since they feelin' me. I give zero fucks and I got zero chillin' me. Tiffany, Apple rocks, I say Tiffany. Curry with the shot, just tell them to call me Stephanie. Fun pop, and I make my gun pop. In between the bat bunk, I'll be on the run pop.
Keep talking way too much. Say I should give them up. Can't hear them, no, cause I.
$20 for both. 200 grams of champion Hunter's Poloni, just $19.99 million. 375 milliliter U brand tomato sauce, just $18.99 million. 1 liter Rietfontein Nectar Guava or Orange Juice, also just $18.99 million. And 2 liter Pop School Drink, only $14.99 million. You save your low budget grocery store where good food costs less.
Thank you.
I'd like to welcome every one of you to Barbie's Dreams. Yeah, yeah. That's it. On to the video. Yeah!
R.I.P. to B.I.G. Classic shit. For a nigga to get some babies, a handful of Weezy, sprinkle of Dave East. Man, I ain't got no type like Jimmy and Sway Lee. But if he can't fuck three times a night, peace. I tried to fuck 50 for a powerful hour, but all that nigga wanna do is talk power for hours. Beat the pussy up, make sure it's a KO. Step your banks up like you're moving that yayo. Somebody go and make sure Carucci okay though. I heard she think I'm trying to get a coochie to Quavo. They always wanna beat it up, goon up the pussy. Man, maybe I should let them auto-tune up the pussy. All these Bow Wow challenge niggas lying and shit. Many steady wop niggas say I am my shit. Drake with the 100 million, always buying me shit. But I don't know if the pussy red though if he crying and shit. Meek still be in my DMs, I be having to dump them.
I used to pray for times like this.
Face ass when I fuck him. Man, Uzi is my baby, he ain't taking the L. But he took it literally when I said go to hell. Used to fuck with Young Thug, I ain't addressing this shit. Caught him in my dressing room, still addressing this shit. I used to get this nigga with the lisp, testers and shit. How you want the pussy, can't say your S's and shit.
Dreams of fucking one of these little rappers.
I'm just playing.
I used to have a crush.
crush on special ed. Shout out designer, cause he made it out of special ed. You wanna fuck me, you gotta get some special head. Cause this pussy had these niggas on some special meds. Like Mike Tyson, he was writing that shit. Talking about yo, why you got these niggas fighting this shit. Wanna real, I should make these niggas strap for this pussy. Young and main lady, love me, strap for this pussy. And I would have had a bell, bet the thing in the cake. Till I saw him hopping out of cars, dancing to Drake. I've been a five-star bitch, man, worth the Gotti. I'ma do that nigga Future 30, worth the Scotty. Had to cancel DJ Khaled, boy, we ain't speaking. Ain't no fat nigga telling me what he ain't eating. YG in the game with the hammer yelling gang bang. This ain't what I meant when I said a gang bang. Tekashi won the Minaj, I said Treyway. Curved him and went to Kim and Kanye way. M cap the Barbie Dreamhouse and you can play the part. I ain't trying to bust it open in the trailer. The park.
Dreams of fucking one of these little rappers.
I'm just playing.
Creo que buena y me tiene un yo. Chica, o sea, fa, na, 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 longe, se fa, ya, y si, que no, si, guana. Y yo, moya, we, o te, un poco, te, samueli. Ah, na, yo, se fa, y en la media, un tuto, un buena, wa, un chica. Se hizo, nena, o me acuro, mira, ni toma, y ye, y un beso, fa, yo, que te tiramos, y que le fue, media house. Güey, tú, un tuto, me deja, que con banda, nena. Cara, un paso, para aquí, y no, po, y un buen programa, de tu, moambo, de grasoma, Honora mi castigo, la tenga tu mujer y jamás no está, ¿no? Como mi H. Y que lo sé, lo hago.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one folk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts or previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the I.
It's exactly 26 past 11 o'clock and welcome back to the Thought and Digest show. I'm your host, Benedicta, and I hope you're having a beautiful, beautiful Saturday evening wherever you're finding yourself. I'll be here with you. It's almost time to love and leave you guys, but with the remaining minutes, we're still pushing the whole thing of not focusing on relationships in your 20s and why it's very, very important to focus on self-development rather than your foundation, because your 20s are your foundation, not the relationship and love seeking. Please. Wrong timing. So I'm going to give you some tips that you really need to comply to so you focus and give you the reasons why you should focus in your 20s and how to also just use it for success. So why your 20s are the foundation of your future? Between the ages of 18 and 25, life feels wide open with endless options. This stage is filled with opportunities, but also with distraction that can also just waste precious years. So the relationships that I'm talking about, your 20s set the direction for your career. Relationships, finances, and personal growth, what you build here will carry you into your 30s, your 40s, and beyond. Until you get old. You get what I'm saying? So the hidden cost of distraction in adulthood. Many young adults enter this season with big dreams, but without clear priorities, those dreams fade in thin air. You know, Serena, a 21-year-old, I'm giving you an example, nursing student started strong, but soon lost focus parties and social media took more of her time than studying. These are the things that I was talking about. By her third year, she was behind and admitted, I thought I had time, but time wasn't waiting for me. Her story is very common. Distractions seem small in the moment, but leave lasting setbacks. You know, and it's how Mama Kamo always is telling us that I'm paying the cost of everything that I did in my 20s. So I don't want you to relive this. I don't want history to repeat itself. Please be careful with how you spent your 20s. It's also reminding me of, it's how there's a whole trend of lungus, you know? And it's something that I even kind of like, or Loki spoke about, the other day that, you know, like we do understand, you know, the lungus story because it's now peer pressure. I was giving an example because I think I was talking about suicide and, I'm like, a lot of people that are committing suicide are not the only ones that are not working to be like, yeah, it's poverty and all of that. But we've got people with pay slips also that are doing that. What could be the problem? And I'm like, but you know, like we've got a lot of people in Olungu Sanai. You know, now mind you, these people with lungus are putting kids on peer pressure. And whatnot, and then you find yourself in a situation where you are buying things and doing things not because you genuinely want to do that, but just because of the pressure that you are getting from your colleagues. Also, we've got a tendency of people saying that, ah, yeah, unonambu usleiku na uwachike? We got no iPhone now. You harong iPhone 17. You harong kuchukuchane. How is it penny? Pamega chingi ronganje. Those ones. Mbo mambafuga for. Mbo mapanyaranga gafi panyarawa makorambo. Mbo. They are always the ones that think people are gossiping and talking about them. And I was thinking to myself the other day, because they are the only ones throwing shade on social media every time. They think everybody is jealous of them and all of that. I'm like, Meiskat, these people that think, ya kwa weno lungus, anumban, uslegwi nambuno hawi popiki wawen. Hmm? Oike hawi popiki wawen, shashonga uchikujo hawi kufu wiga, open, imbono, nu iPhone, wawombono, wasandisa mbono, so tujinga uchaka unahma wanyanga verere. Onige hami popi nenge mwikusa mutu ukuru pewe ni mbo hamu hina obo. You know? Anumbaya fokasa. Ngeta popi ngoeno lungusa. Shapu atu popi kuchamwene unku nda wama tanbindara na ndoku saini epsa ranje ndinda na ndamani ngoplota hanje marinaro kusaino mbapi ranje. Ini mamzo olungusa njituna sembato afanga. Tua kuhoma mendo, senga ambato afanga, tua fokasinga, senga ambato wete kucha, inmambia afereka inama itufa, oholungu satu nanjo. Ndene mawiga nwa iPhone wo company jo hamuro ngerenjo. Ipopte nige na mwi kuthakuru peni. Please, you know? And they're the very same people that I'm talking about right now that don't be the person that is focusing on grooving and all of that, thinking that you are living life and enjoying that. That's not enjoyment because you are going to pay the price in your 30s, and I don't want you to fall for that. The hidden cost of distraction in early adulthood. Many young adults, I spoke about this earlier on already. I'm so sorry. Real stories are lost focus vs lasting success. And when it comes to this, the opposite is also true. Reginald, a student I mentored, worked nights at a local store and studied computer programming during the day. He often felt left out while his peers relaxed. By 26, he launched a tech startup employing 10 people. In his words, sacrifice is temporary, but the rewards is lasting. His success shows what focus and persistence create. Noka marua nekini haha mono hono shashi wano ngomoka betting ane ngomoka ba. Peshara kuka grooving ha. Why don't you just save up and invest in something? You know, with all these things that you want. Ochimwenyo and all the wigs and all these beautiful things that you want for yourself. I'm not saying don't reward yourself. You know, it's very important to also do that. But just don't waste your money. Imaruwa ya pumba na dirongo ya pumba na. With the little that you are getting, what you can do is save it up and invest in something that is going to give you now lasting coins. If you invest in a kangeshe, for instance, right? You know, their coins will keep building themselves. You get what I'm saying? And with all these wigs and all the list that you have of things that you want for yourself, it's going to still come. Now, if you're getting a 1.5 every month because you're working there as a bartender, now, how is it going to be when every month when you get the 1.5, or 1.2 penny pen, because you also want to look like Maria that works as a teacher, then what? What do you have? It's back to square one. So sacrifice is temporary, but just make sure that at the very end of the day, success is lasting. Sacrifice, sacrifice, and sacrifice. Remember how the late Abraham Yembo was the Minister of Education, how he used to say, deliver, deliver, and deliver. Please, sacrifice, sacrifice. It comes with good consequences. How peer pressure and social media influence your path. When it comes to this, friends, trends, and social media can really just push you to chase speed over direction. And the illusion of instant success is very strong. But true progress also comes from aligning your actions with your priorities, not rushing because others are moving fast. Focus! Be on your lane. Kalako bana engelo. The power of sacrifice, pardon me, and discipline in your 20s, experts in psychology confirm that clear goals reduce anxiety and strengthen resilience. Priorities also just help you resist distractions, give meaning to struggles, and just develop discipline. Without priorities, everything feels urgent. With them, you know what to ignore. Discipline in your 20s also just saves you from regret in your 30s. Don't be the one to pay the price, please. If you are paying the price, pay the good price. Why setting priorities build confidence and resilience? And when it comes to this, as I often remind young people, the greatest mistake is to live without direction. You know, when you know your priorities, you stop drifting. You gain confidence, courage, and the ability to say no to what doesn't serve your future. But when you're in a relationship and you've fallen for all the traps and all the lies that that little boy told you, you can't have this. You can't have resilience, pardon me. You can't have courage. You can't have confidence. Because every time he breaks up with you, you don't eat for a whole week. You feel like you're in depression, you're stressed and all of that. Leave the boy alone. Education and continuous learning as a core, as co-investments. And when it comes to this, your first priority should be education. This doesn't only mean degrees, but continuous learning. Education trains you to think, to adapt, and to grow. Whether in school or through self-study, never stop learning. And that's me. That's one thing I'm at a stage where books I just cannot deal with, you know, but I'm really trying to, you know, like learn. I mean, school gave me what it gave me. It gave me the knowledge that it gave me, you know, or aware. I memorized those books. I did what I could, you know, but right now I'm reading life books. I'm studying life books, not at some school, but I'm studying life books, you know, by any chance that I get. Like I was just talking about chess right now, that my friend started like giving chess lessons and whatnot. Such things. I'm trying to socialize and talk to people. I'm trying to make, you know, like friends with people that studied different courses. And that's how I'm learning, you know. So right now I'm even at a point where every conversation that you bring up, at least I've got my two senses. Ask me about my two senses, about anything. Come on now. Go right ahead and call me in studio and tell me. There's nothing I don't know anymore. Not like I'm perfect like that, but I'm just saying that I'm really studying life books, the textbooks. I know they're a lot. I know they're heavy, but I'm really just one step at a time, and I'm doing so well. So it's very important also in your 20s to make sure that continuous learning is a core investment. Building one skill that shapes your career and life, and when it comes to this, along with education, master one skill you can rely on. A skill is an asset that no one can take away, whether writing, coding, carpentry, or public speaking. One developed skill can only open doors and build your confidence. Key takeaways for young adults to stay focused. Your 20s Your 20s are not practice years. They are the real stage where your future begins. Value education, master a skill, choose your influences wisely, and guard your time. Focus, turn your 20s into a launch pad for lifelong success. But you're not going to do this because you are focusing on that relationship. Leave it alone, Miss Cut. You are just in your early 20s. There is no trophy in doing and focusing on relationships at that stage and at that age. Please don't do that. Go right ahead and learn about important things. And also when it comes to social media, like Mina, I think I once spoke about it, but especially when it comes to the influence. When it comes to social media, as much as they say that it's a distraction, it can really be a distraction, but then it's literally up to you to choose the type of people that you are following on TikTok, the type of people that you are following literally on social media, on all social media platforms. You know, so I'm this type of person, if I don't learn anything from you, if you don't bring any positive influence in my life, there's no reason for me to follow you. I'm the type of person, and I can remember I used to be the laziest girl. You know, I used to be so lazy, and then I started, I think it was 2021, you know, 2021, we're busy job hunting. Most of the time you're home, it's Wi-Fi, you've got a smartphone. Now you just try to go on social media, you know, to really just see what people are getting up to. And I can remember I used to follow Sandri. I used to follow Sandri on TikTok, and she really, and I just got so interested. And Sandri is this girl that was just so focused in taking care of herself. She would wake up, you know, clean the house and do all the house chores. Like for me, it was just so, because I was too lazy to an extent where I'll wake up and have my bed not made the whole day. And I woke up in the bed. You get what I'm saying? And since I started listening to that Sandri and watching her, like, I learned so much. And I always, always wanted to imitate what she's doing. Not necessarily because I wanted to be her, but it's just the positive influence that she gave me. That as a girl, when you wake up, it's very important to make your bed. If your clothes are dirty, do laundry, bath, you know, like self-care, man. And I can remember my friend Cornelia, shout out Kakololo. I schooled with her. And she knew me. She knew me as because we're so close. You know, when we go home, she would come to my house sometimes and stay there for 3 days, you know, or sometimes I would go to her house and stay there for 3 days and whatnot. But she always knew me as this lazy girl. Lazy, untidy girl that just doesn't want to do anything. She just wants to rot in bed the whole day. And I can remember when I met with her 2021, you know, because she's teaching at a school in Okwanyama, but she would always come for weekends in Oshakati. So one day she came there and then she called me. So I went to visit her. When I went to visit her, I phoned now because she at the time she was having a small baby boy. So I was just trying to, you know, when I woke up, because we got in the house late, when I woke up, I was just trying to pack and clean and all of that. And she was so worried. She kept looking at me the whole day. She's like, what's going on? What changed like that you can wake up and just want to clean and all of that? Because she knew I've never been that girl. So choose positive influence when it comes to social media. Mina, if I don't learn no nothing from you, I've got no business following you. So I'm the type of person, man, right now focusing on or looking at my career and my passion. I follow a whole lot of South African media personalities, the Leratos them, the Pearl Tussis them, the DJ Zintle them, because they are in the line of what I'm doing, you know, and I learn so much from them. I'm always watching podcasts and just, you know, like I'm trying to just, you know, like sharpen my passion and sharpen what I do already. And I have to learn from the big dogs, man, you know. And you guys are just following Slay Queens. Eh? Totari kuchawa kawiga anuwe karanda peninga nanga andi karanda kanje. Nye, 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 nye. There is no trophy in doing that. That's bad influence. Don't be that person. You know, follow those people that you learn so much from. And I need you guys to please go follow Miss Kayamo YouTuber. I think that's her handle on TikTok. You'll learn so much from her. Trust me. Please, from now on, from today on, my babies, I really need you guys to focus on that, especially when it comes to social media, make sure that you choose and you choose correctly. It's exactly 43 minutes, only few minutes before I say goodbye. But before I do that, here is Nicki Minaj. I love this lady so much. You know, sometimes when I really want to get serious with life, I play her songs.
I've been here all night, Ariana. I've been here all day, Nicki Minaj. And my heart got me walking side to side. I'm talking to you.
Well, baby, bitches, Jones is my millionaire. I be smoking, so they call me Young Nicki Chimney. Rappers and they feelin' since they feelin' me. I give zero fucks and I got zero chillin' me. Kissin' me, pop the box, I say Tiffany. Curry with the shot, just tell them to call me Stephanie. Run pop, can I make my gun pop? In the queen of that young Ariana run pop.
Keep talking way too much. Say I should give them up. Can't hear them no, cause I
Tell what you na maneno ni bure. Mana nyanya rio na kikundure. Wanachotaka tuachane usudure. Tucheke kiko hap. Ujana una mengi na mengi ne na mini mefanya. Swezi tanganya nisha maliza. Hilo lupata moyo au tunze. Sasa liugawanya. Ona nilianya ikani umiza. We unanijali, unanivamilia. Eke wote, wote moja kifate. Ya umulu kuhali, unanipenda. Mama ukiongeza unitaji nimepea. Unavunikombeza na kuona unakea. Tia tunja pendeza wanatufokea. Mia donkea, donisha kolea. Kipafundisha unawezi. Vurugu vurugu siwezi. Lasti za kesho kinyewezi. Lamezi ujana una mengi na mengi na mini mefanya. Sezi tanganya nisha maliza. Hila lupata moyo au tunze. Sasa liugawanya. Ona nilianya ikani umiza. We unanijali, unanivamilia. Seke wote, siwe wote moja kifake. Ya umulku hali, unanipenda.
But I rock it like a baby in a coat. I put the water in the ocean in the city that I'm from. I like your room in the dark of my blink is a torch. I watch fashion that's a day in the mirror that I saw. Shaking the ball, go ball. Flexi guitar. I go set to the front. No, he's done. Today my flaws, only I get me wrong. What they do me wrong? Oh, I'm a fashion killer, yeah. I got much to divide, yeah. When I pass you, she back, yeah. And my mascot, yeah. I'm a fashion killer, yeah. I got much to divide, yeah. When I pass you, she back, and my mascot, yeah. Diamonds are waking up with the money there. Babushka on everything, my allegiance. My allegiance. Oh, I'm a fashion killer. Yeah. I got much to provide. When I pass you, she back. Yeah. And my mascot, we got. Yeah. I'm a fashion killer. Yeah. I got much to deliver. Shiva, yeah,
the guy, yeah. I'm a fashion killer, yeah. I got much deliver, yeah. When I got to shiver, I'm a aspect.
It's exactly 53 minutes past 11 o'clock, and welcome back to the Thought and Digi show. I'm your host, Benedicta, and I've got 6 minutes before I love to leave you guys. But before I do that, let me quickly just give you the last tips that you really need to comply to when it comes to focusing on your 20s. Focusing on yourself in your 20s before you get in those relationships and look for love. You're too young. Don't be that person. You need to save and live on a budget. And when it comes to this, learning to manage your money is super, super important. Living on a budget also just means planning how much money you can spend and save each month. Start by listing your monthly income and also also your expenses, pardon me, like rent, like groceries and bills. Try to spend less than you aim and put some money aside for saving. It's like giving yourself a little financial safety net. Don't be that person so that when you're getting your 30s, like the example that I was just giving you, you tend to now stay, you know, and get to a point where you don't even care about your mental health anymore because you are left with no choice. You are choiceless, but you have the time in your 20s to do this. Save, 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 and save to make sure that one day, even it can be in your 30s, when that man disrespects you, you know, like, I mean, having guab and having your money, your own money, saves you from a whole lot of disrespect. When you are not needed, you buy. You know, and I can remember there was even a time I went to visit some people are very ungrateful. I went to visit some hun. At the time, I wasn't doing anything, and I really just needed to, you know, like, go and... So I was like, nah, I'm going to go to Windhoek since I'm not doing anything here. I was going through... also, we like things. But I was going through tough times at the time, you know? And I was like, I really need to move out of this town and just go somewhere for a month, you know? And then I called my cousin. I was like, yo, cousin, I want to come through, man, for just a month. I was like, yeah, I even needed you. I went to rest, like literally went to rest, but because I was with my nephew and my niece in the house when she's going to work and there was nobody to take care of them, I was like, cool with these people, you know? And then she started disrespecting me out of nowhere. You know, that silent treatment is also emotional abuse. You know, she started acting funny and disrespecting me. I was like, you know what, Miss Kat, I just came here to rest. But it's not like I don't have a place to call home or anything. You know, I just asked you if we could do this. And you agreed. But I didn't ask for such disrespect. Like, what are you doing? Nagwata lifeline amende. Hey, Vambuland. At the time, I was also okay. I was healed and everything. I was like, bye-bye, Miss Kat. I don't work like that. You know, having your own money saves you a whole lot of uncomfortable situations. You know, it really saves you. So it's very important when you have your money with the little that you're getting, live within your means and make sure that every month you get to save something just in case. Just in case something happens. Eliminate negativity. And when it comes to this, having a positive outlook makes life much brighter. Surround yourself with people who lift you up and just distance yourself from those who bring you down. Practice gratitude by just focusing on the good things in your life. When negative thoughts pop up, try to challenge them with positive alternatives. It might also just take time, but please do that. And also, when it comes to this, when it comes to this, try to really just distance yourself or cut off the negative people. that are always trying to portray their insecurities on you. We have got those people that always have got nothing good to say. I mean, come on. You know, the people that are just so negative, I'm so quick to just, you know, like remove them from my life. So it's very important to make sure that you, apart from you being a positive person or trying to always look at the positive things in your life, try, or rather don't forget, to also spend your life with positive people. Understand how taxes work, and when it comes to these, taxes might also just seem confusing, but they're also part of being responsible or being a responsible adult. They help fund public services like roads and schools, learn about the different types of taxes like income tax and how they are calculated. Keep track of important documents. So if you're not sure, it's also just okay to ask for help from a tax professional or use tax software to guide you. It's finally time for me to love and leave you guys. And thank you so, so much for listening to me. I'll meet you guys again, same time, same place. Ashike, you guys need to appreciate me. Shasha me. Oka dona konzilo. Bye bye and good night, everyone.